Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
This is Paul Deal. I'm Professor of Political Science and University Distinguished Teacher Scholar at the University of Illinois. My mother used to speak with respect for anyone who called a spade, namely a person who would speak the truth plainly. When it comes to ethical violations, however, it seems that too many of our leaders and citizens will do anything but call them spades if it involves criticizing someone with similar political views. This is most evident in two recent ethics infractions committed by local officials. Liberals, who had no hesitation in criticizing Vice President Cheney's ties to Halliburton following no-bid contracts in Iraq, were all too quick to dismiss similar conflicts of interest by former Urbana alderwoman Laura Huth and her advocacy of city funding for her employer Habitat for Humanity. Judging by letters to the local paper, Huth's indiscretions were either unfair political attacks or to be ignored because of her excellent service to her constituents. Illustrating that hypocrisy knows no ideological bounds, Champaign County Board Member Scott Tapley was quick to attack county ethics rules rather than criticize fellow Republican County Clerk Mark Sheldon for using public resources in partisan political activities. Such actions mirror a national discourse in which opinions are not derived from deeply held principle, but rather political self-interest. Note feminist organizations' silence or convoluted justifications regarding President Clinton's sexual encounters with a subordinate employee in the workplace. Self-described deficit hawks in the Republican Party now dismiss ballooning budget deficits and swollen federal budgets when these were cardinal sins in a Democratic administration. When every action or concern is reduced to a politicized debate, we lose our sense of right and wrong and our sense of moral direction. We also send a message to our elected officials that their behavior is only limited by the power of their political opposition. When political expediency trumps ethical principles, we are all worse off.
Opinions expressed on the Public Square reflect those of the speaker. To submit a commentary, call the Public Square information line at 217-244-5074 or get complete information from our website, will.uiuc.edu. The Public Square is presented in the public interest by WILL Urbana.